So we draw toward the conclusion of the story of Joseph and God's hand of providence all through his life, raising him up to be the leader, second in command of all of Egypt, sending him ahead to protect his family. And as we will shortly see, all of the pieces will fit. Because Jacob's children are the children of Israel. And the children of Israel grow to be God's chosen people. And they will be delivered from the land of Egypt, where they will be enslaved. But as of now, they haven't even gone to Egypt. This is how they get there. Joseph went before and saved God's chosen people before they were ever a nation. And it's like I've been saying all week. Often we don't know what we think we do. We have got to walk with God. Humble ourselves under his mighty hand. And understand that what he is doing is beyond us. We are a part of it. And we'll just flail aimlessly without his direction and guidance. Two great, very, very famous miracles in the life of Jesus today. The feeding of the 5,000. And Jesus walking on the water. And I'm sure just about all of you know those stories very well. But I noticed something that I hadn't before. All of these things happen right on the heels of John the Baptist's execution. He is beheaded in Herod's prison. John's disciples come and tell Jesus, and the story picks up with Jesus hearing the news and needing to get away, needing to be alone. I'm sure this news was heavy, and he needed to process this. Be with his father. Get context and perspective. And so he tries to get away, but the people see him, and they follow him. And they follow him out into the remote areas. 5,000 men. So this is a huge crowd of people following him around. And rather than him going, you know what? My cousin's just had his head cut off. I'm not really in the mood right now. I need to grieve. I need to process this. I just can't deal with you all right now. He has compassion on them, mercy on them, and he speaks to them and he heals them. And then, of course, he famously feeds them before finally sending them away when he can finally get some time alone to pray through all of this, this grievous news. Sends the disciples back across the lake, goes up into the mountains and stays there till after dark. The disciples are having a troubled time, and this is a famous story, but every time we read it, even though it's the same story, and it's really not that I get a new perspective, it's that this perspective is so glorious and so deeply important to our faith that it doesn't hurt to review it often. Jesus comes walking on the water, freaks the disciples out completely. And I'd be freaked. If I'm in a boat, it's dark, some dude comes walking up on the water. I'd freak out. Initially, Peter, though, being the outspoken one, is like, Jesus, if that's you, tell me to come to you. And Jesus says, all right, come. Well, Peter has the guts to get out of the boat, and he starts walking on the water. It's only when he realizes what's going on that he's walking on the water, and you can't do that. And it's windy, and the waves are big, and he starts to sink. He starts to go down. Jesus reaches out, says, "Oh, you little faith." And they get back in the boat. That symbolism is absolutely tantamount to our survival in the faith. And that symbolism is this. We can do the impossible with Jesus. There is nothing off limits. If we take our eyes off Christ, we are likely to sink and drown. We must keep our eyes fixed on Christ, and there is nothing that cannot be done, including the impossible. When we walk through the eyes of faith, keeping our lives set and eyes fixed on Jesus, we can even walk on the water. So be encouraged. There is no situation that you are in. There is no circumstance that you are facing. There is nothing going on in this world or in this nation that God has not got a perfect plan for, a will for, and that he is not able to move heaven and earth for. We just have to be his servants. We have to keep our eyes on him. We have to walk daily, one foot in front of the other, into his will, where we will be safe from harm, no matter what things look like. No matter what.